jeopardize. Fast forward to the 1490s, when a new plague swept Europe, rotting private parts, bones, and noses with excruciating pain, followed by madness and death. Spread by sexual contact, syphilis, as one 16th century apothecary put it, comes from choosing beds unknown and plugging holes best left alone. Few, alas, could bring themselves to stop plugging those unknown holes. Who among us hasn't had at least one sexual encounter that was unwise, unsafe, or unethical? We risk losing marriages, friends, and even our lives for a sweet coupling that lasts minutes and the soaring exultation of an orgasm measured in seconds. The sex drive mocks logic and is resistant to common sense. This primeval instinct overpowers us, causing us to lose all self-control. Such loss of control never has more explosive consequences than when played out in the bedrooms of world leaders. Those dalliances affect not just an individual, a marriage, or a family. They affect entire nations. Of course, some political leaders lose their self-control more often than others. You know, I get a migraine headache if I don't get a strange piece of ass every day, President John F. Kennedy told British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan in 1962. Kennedy used sex with strangers not just as aspirin, but also to project a presidential image. On September 26, 1960, an hour and a half before the first ever televised live presidential debate, Democratic nominee Kennedy cavorted with a prostitute in his Chicago hotel room for 15 minutes. During the debate, he appeared relaxed, radiant, and confident. The Republican nominee, Richard M. Nixon, tense, sweating, and gray-skinned, looked as if he hadn't been laid in years. Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley said, "My God, they've embalmed him before he even died." Kennedy won the debate by a large margin among the 70 million television viewers. He was so pleased with his performance that he arranged to bed prostitutes right before every debate after that. Donald Trump follows in a historic tradition of scandalous presidential sex. Weeks before the 2016 presidential election, his lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her silence about a one-night stand she had allegedly had with Trump 10 years earlier. The resulting lies, cover-ups, shifting narratives, denials, and eventual admissions have resulted in Cohen sitting in the slammer for 3 years for campaign finance violations and the possibility that the president himself might be indicted after leaving office. And all because of, according to Stormy Daniels, 2 minutes of really bad sex. Despite the American reputation for prudery, many of our leaders have had a colorful sexual past. One beloved president suffered a fatal stroke in his mistress's presence. Another was gay. At least two first ladies were so fed up with their husband's philandering that they almost certainly had affairs of their own, one with a woman. Three presidents have been accused of rape. Another had a 30-year affair and 7 children with his enslaved woman, and a leading presidential hopeful had a love child with his mistress while his wife was dying. Why have so many national leaders been adulterers? Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor under Presidents Nixon and Ford, had an explanation. Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And he should know. With his Coke bottle glasses, unprepossessing features, and a German accent thick as Blutwurst, Kissinger was known as Dr. Strangelove in Washington circles. Still, as one of the nation's most influential men, Kissinger bedded Hollywood's sexiest sirens. Edgar Faure, Prime Minister of France twice in the 1950s, said, "When I was minister, some women resisted me." This is not surprising, as he was balding and bespectacled with thick lips and ears like Dumbo. "Once I became prime minister," he added, "not even one." In the course of exploring the sex scandals of U.S. presidents,